Hello and welcome to Auburn Icons. My name is Kenyon Corbett, and today we'll tell you what we're all about and explore the life of Paul S. Haley. Here on Auburn Icons, we are very interested in the history of Auburn University. Specifically, we will focus on the titans of the institution's past. For example, anyone who has been a student here at one time or another has been to the Foy Student Center. How many of you actually know who this Foy person is? Or how many of you have had a conversation about how the Thatch Building got its name? Well, today we will begin to explore these issues and give everyone a glimpse into the life of Paul Shields Haley. If you know anything about Auburn University, then you know about the Haley Center. This massive building has more than 400,000 square feet inside of it. It is 10 stories tall and has 142 classrooms in it. Currently, it houses the College of Liberal Arts, the College of Education, and the University Bookstore, among other various uses. Completed in 1969, this building was named for Paul Shields Haley, an Auburn trustee for 51 years. Born in Marietta, Georgia in 1880, his family moved to Jasper, Alabama when he was 3 years old. He graduated from Auburn in 1901 and was a trustee of Auburn University starting in 1917. He was the first Boy Scout master of the state of Alabama and a 50-year Mason. He was also a lieutenant colonel in the Alabama National Guard. A retired civil engineer, he helped develop and operate coal mines. A deeply religious man and an amateur historian, he was a vital part of the Methodist Church and local historical societies in Walker County. Incredibly, he missed only one board meeting in his 51 years of service due to having to attend to the funeral of a friend in his hometown. On his 81st birthday, the board gave him a special gift, an honorary doctorate of science, presented by President Ralph Draughton, who said, quote, "His interest in new knowledge throughout his life has kept him personally young." This was the first time in more than 44 years other members of the board had taken an action of which the alert Dr. Haley was unaware. Rumors and folktales were told and retold concerning Mr. Haley. While I did not approve of the board interfering with the internal management of the institution, one of these stories tells about the time he wanted to fire a professor because he didn't have any pictures of his grandchildren. When asked his formula for staying young and vital, he responded, "Yes, keep active. A good exercise is to place the palms of your hands against the dining table and push gently but firmly while still hungry." His favorite foods, peaches and cream. His pet peeves, taxpayers, and his hobbies include historical research and chess. In 1965, the board voted, except for its senior member, to ask the Alabama legislature to permit the naming of the largest single facility on campus after that member. It was on June 20th, 1967, that the groundbreaking would commence. In attendance were over 20 members of the Haley clan. He was 87 years old when he died, in 1968. He was survived by 2 sons, 2 daughters, and 9 grandchildren. Paul Shields Haley was a man devoted to the education of future generations, a man who respected the past as an amateur historian, and a man who respected his God as a lay preacher. One quote given in the Plainsman obituary sums him up best. He served well an age he will never see, in addition to making possible a better life for his contemporaries. However, it is more important to remember that he was also a person much like you and I, with friends and family. As he signs off from a letter dated shortly after the Haley Center's groundbreaking ceremony, "With great love for all of you, I am, devotedly, father, grandfather, great-grandfather, uncle." Hopefully now you can appreciate the Haley Center a little bit more. Next time we'll be hearing about the R.B. Draughton Library. Be sure to check out this podcast's accompanying blog for more about the Haley Center, including pictures and news clippings. You can check out future podcasts at auicons.podbean.com. I'm Kenny Corbett, and I'll see you next time on Auburn Icons.